Hi, it's Sienna here, and I'm here with Benazir, who is the managing trustee for Umande Trust. We are going to talk to her a little bit about what it's like working and how she got started in what she does. So our first question for you is, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi, my name is Benazir Omoto Douglas. I'm an environmental planner by profession. And I also have a background, small background in communication.
Can you tell us a little bit about how you got started in this work at Umande or just in this field in general?
I had an interest on environmental matters when I was young. So back in my education period, both at the lower level, I had a very keen interest on environmental matters. And so when I joined university, I joined environmental clubs. And then through that, I got deeper interest in this particular field. And so I also volunteered before I started working in such environments. And also I saw that this was something that I liked and something that I wanted to get into. So I guess it's just based on interest and just the yearning to, you know, make a change on issues of the environment. So that drove me towards this particular field.
That's so great to hear. So how did you get started with Umande and how long have you been working with them?
I started off with Umande Trust as an intern. I applied for internship. And so I have been going up the ladder. So up to the point I am at right now. So starting from an internship position, managing different projects. And so when opportunities arose within the organization to do different roles, even management roles, there was internal appraisals and all that. So getting higher by the rank, and so that's how I got here. But then it's also based on personal relations, also getting to know more about what Umande Trust does, and that made me to get interested in continuing the work that was started by the founders.
That's really awesome. Can you just give us an insight on what a typical day looks like you, your operations and just everything from start to finish, like an average day at Umande?
Average day, it is quite, adventurous, if that's a good word. It's not a clear, because we have an open door policy, so you have community members walking in and out. Yes, I try to go to the office early so that I'm done with looking at the emails, responding to that, and then having my to-do list for the day based on the emerging needs and also things that were not done the previous day or the previous week. So just prioritizing the different tasks. But then it is quite, robust. You get to do different things at the same time. So you have to be a multitasker. There's no clear, your day is going to start like this. So it really depends on what the agenda of that particular week or month is, and then prioritizing. And then, so some days it's heavy on report writing. Other days it's heavy on networking. We have meetings sometimes, so it really depends on the project, programs, and arising issues or emerging needs within the area of work.
Is there a part of your daily work day that is your favorite part? Is there a place you like to go the most if you have to go somewhere, or is do you enjoy doing the communications the most, or meeting with other people? What aspect on a daily day of yours do you think is your favorite?
I guess it's any time between Tuesday and from Tuesday onwards. I can't pick a particular day. Monday is usually just, Monday blues and all that. So, yeah. I really like it when I I am going out and engaging people, or if I am reaching out to a group of people on a particular thing, yes, it's good that I have knowledge that I can sit down and do the report. But when I'm actually doing work with the people, then it's I find it to be enriching in different levels.
That's great. What can you sum up the work that Umande Trust does in like one sentence or like a couple sentences? Like, what are the cornerstones of the organizations and like what are their goals?
So Umande Trust have a high interest or invested, not interest, but working largely with communities to ensure that they are the driving seat of enterprising solutions that at the end of the day will lead to improved livelihoods. So we work with communities to ensure that they provide solutions that they'll be able to, that will be able to change their livelihoods.
That's amazing, honestly. So can you tell us about some like future projects that Umande is working on, or like what are the next steps that you guys are planning?
One of the main ones we have is that with the biosanitation model that we have not been able to close the sanitation loop. And so we have been continuing, I mean, it has been a learning journey. So we are looking at ways of closing the sanitation loop. We have biogas being produced, but then we also want one of the byproducts, which is bioslurry, to be also utilized in one way or another, even if it's not for non-food crop irrigation. So that is one of the main things we are looking at, improving the presentation model. And given the organization's operation within this particular field, we've also been looking at aspects of menstrual hygiene management, which we believe has not been well properly mainstreamed within the water and sanitation projects that we do. And so we feel like this is an area that you can also venture in to ensure that we cater for the women as they come to access the sanitation facilities. Then they're also able to be comfortable and have services that are quite important provided to them. The other thing that we will still continue doing is issues of lobbying, policy, and advocacy, because we find that within this particular environment that we are in, being a developing country, there is need to continuously engage citizens and even the duty bearers on certain topical matters, so that when we see that change is incrementally realized, but then the communities become part and parcel of the conversation. And so we will also, so that's one of the main things, looking at advocacy programs that will bridge the gap between, these two particular groups, so that the citizens get an interest to participate, and even the government to see the need of engaging citizens in some of these vital conversations. So then that also ties in with issues of policy on certain topical issues, or even just the follow-up to ensure that policy is actually enacted, so that we just don't have idle papers sitting. So those are some of the main things that we will be looking at. And maybe the final one is also aspects of social enterprise, because based on how Umande Trust has been running, we are also looking at what initiatives can we roll out that will ensure that the organization operations are also sustained in the long run, but then we also don't lose foresight of change, bringing change to the communities. So having that particular balance, we also see social enterprise coming in as one of the key elements in terms of future initiatives.
Yeah, all the projects that you are working on are so incredible. Could you describe the bio centers a little bit more and kind of what that project is and like what the future looks like for that particular project?
For the bio centers, the founders came up with a model that reinvents the public toilet. And so we look at a toilet with a difference, looking at issues of waste recovery, so waste to energy. And so the biocenters were born out of the realization of providing not only basic sanitation to individuals that are marginalized within the informal settlements, but also to provide energy options that communities can come and access. And so the centers have multiple functions. We call them profit centers because they not only provide sanitation facilities, but they also provide space where communities can come in and engage and do different activities that they feel is a priority. And so we have different groups managing different centers, and each group has a clear-cut strategy in terms of the engagement of the communities around a 60-meter radius. And so you find that some will engage in arts and dance. Some will engage in having information centers. For some, there are libraries. For some, they have been partitioned into rental spaces. So then it really depends on what the need of that particular community is. And so you find the centers providing sort of like an incremental approach to upgrading, given that it attracts different stakeholders around the facilities. So back to the principal model of the toilet block, it is looking at ecological sanitation practices. And so from the biodigesters, which are incorporated into the toilet models, that is where the waste is able to be, the waste is processed biologically, and gas production is realized from that. And so we look at energy production, and we're also looking at how do we also ensure that we have utilization of the biogas in the long run when it comes to the whole sanitation model that we have.
That's so awesome. I think the biocenters are one of my favorite parts of the organization, and it's been so great to learn like about them and what they do and kind of get to see the impact that they have in the communities. So what continues to drive your passion for the organization? Like, what lights the fire inside of you to keep going and keep thinking of new solutions to problems and kind of keep working through everything that has come your way?
One, I can say that it is the individual life changed because you are able to interact with faces and a person who is able to tell you and articulate how a project has impacted in their life. And so you not only have one person, but then you have that replicated to different individuals within the community. Because we work with organized groups within the informal settlements, and we're also in schools and in market areas. And so you find that these projects have been able to uplift the members of this particular community, and the stories they tell around it, it just gives you a sense of, can I say, pride when you hear that. Yeah, we appreciate, if they say they appreciate Umande Trust for working with them, and through us working with them, they've been able to realize other opportunities beyond that which Umande Trust provided to them. And so we've seen groups that have really grown, and they're doing much, much more than what Umande Trust could even, you know, do to them. Because we also take a lot of pride in partnership. We do not want to hoard the groups that they have to only work with Umande Trust. And so we encourage them to partner with people so that they're also growing in different respects, because Umande Trust can only do much. And we believe that when we work with other stakeholders, then they're able to realize much more than just a certain aspect of the basic urban services.
You've kind of touched on it a little bit, but do you have, like, is there, like, one story that someone has like told you like a personal story about how like the work has impacted them? Like if there's someone that you talk to and you're like, I will think about this forever about how we've changed their life. Like if you could tell us a little bit about that.
We have very many groups that are doing very well in terms of managing their operations and everything. And of course, you have the outliers who are also not doing so well. But in terms of the ones that are doing very well, I'll mention one of the groups that were, so through a project we were doing on looking at how to, so the title, so promoting eco-sanitation and water services in people settlements in Kibera and Mukuru, we have a youth group that they appeared on the national television just the other day. So I'll just pick them because they're the ones that, you know, come to my mind now. And so as they were, it was a youth competition, where they're also going to be eligible for funding to fund other projects that the group had pitched for. You find that they clearly articulate that they are happy that Umande Trust selected the group and they've been able to grow and they've been able to provide services to the community. This is one of the groups that also gives biogas for free as CSR to the community, so the community members can come and use the facility. But then they've also opened the space for youth to come and engage, so they don't even charge people who are out of school, so they can go in, do art, do different things. And so I will not look at a particular individual, but because we work with groups, I can look at the milestone that the groups have been able to reach. And then also just seeing how they also come back and appreciate, even without Umande Trust, being in that particular forum, they're able to articulate that as a result of our work with them, that has impacted their lives in this, in such and such a way. So it is encouraging to see that, because that's not the only time I've experienced that. In 2019, I was in a conference, a water and sanitation conference, that was a national conference organized by the Ministry of Water, Sanitation and Irrigation. And we had different participants, not only from Kenya, but also, I can say it was an international conference. But I can say that Umande Trust was also mentioned in quite a number of the sessions, just based on the impact we have had as we work with different communities. And so it is encouraging to see that organized groups, if they've been entrusted with some of these community projects, if they are level-headed and they know what such a project can do, then they and they take it further, they realize so much more. And people also come in and learn from them. And so this particular group, which I was talking about, they've also been able to partner with another sanitation provider within their area, who also do sanitation with a difference. And so they're also able to incorporate so that particular organization also does a different projects around sanitation innovation, but they've also managed to partner with them. So they're not only doing economic projects, but they're also doing environmental projects, which is good to see.
Yeah, definitely. Is there a favorite project of yours to work on? Like, do you enjoy working with ones that involve children the most, or do you enjoy working on ones that maybe have like a wider access? Like, is there a project that every time you get assigned to work on it, you're like, yes, I'm so excited, this is my favorite project?
Well, maybe I'm saying this because it's something that I'm also starting out on, the programmatic communication platform, where we advocate for climate change advocacy. And so I like that I can choose a research topic and go out to the field and interview different community members and different, even if it's different individuals, not only community members, but even if I find a policymaker or a rights holder, then just getting to interrogate how aspects of climate change are impacting that particular community, or seeing how the community is trying to adapt to issues of climate change. So I find that to be quite interesting because I like when I'm able to engage and, you know, communicate around some of those items and see how that particular communication can also draw attention to the issues of climate change.
So is there anything else that you would like people to know about yourself or like the work that you do, or just anything that you would want people to hear?
Well, we are one of the things on top of my mind is that we have been trying to do, you know, we still have, gaps and lots of potential. And so we are open to partnerships that can be able to grow our sanitation model to be more effective. Because we've not been able to clearly work on some elements of the biocenter in terms of finding out the biogas output per facility. And I find that having some of this information is very important in terms of planning for this particular renewable energy, and so that you're able to market the idea to different beneficiaries, so that they're able to know that if they are to invest in such a model, then what is going to be their overall energy output. So we still have some gaps on the sanitation model, and we are happy to get a team on board or a person on board who will be able to help us crack that nut. So that's one of the things on the biosanitation model. The other thing that I would say is that Umande Trust is also, we have a big family. I mean, we are based in Nairobi, but then we're also based in Kisumu. And so the Kisumu County manages projects within the Western Kenya region. And we are also looking at, the different initiatives that we do, governance and advocacy, environment and climate change, and trying to look into the aspect of social enterprise, which also ties in with the Nairobi region. Yeah, maybe to also point people out to our blog post and our podcast so that they can be able to interact, and they could also give us feedback on what they'd like to know more about what we do, because we're also keen on doing documentation so that we are able to share our story outside there. And that is something that we've not been doing a very good job of. So, yeah, and we are keen on having our story shared out there.
Definitely. I think that the addition of the podcast, as well as the increased social media, is definitely helping everyone else learn more about Umande and kind of what you do and all of the really awesome projects that are going on. I'm always just fascinated by everything that's happening. There's so many things going on at once, and somehow they're all synced up and all seem to be running, and that's just incredible.
Oh, thank you. Maybe I should mention something on the Sex for Water project that you're also doing so that it also doesn't go unmentioned. Yeah, so Umande Trust has also partnered with other organizations to look at vulnerabilities or exploitations that women and young girls are facing as they go on a quest for water, or even as they go to sanitation facilities. And so we are working with the champions to highlight the issues, pick out the stories. But then the main aim we have with this particular project is to influence policy and have a mention on sextortion on the water policy. So that is something that we are also working on with, I'll mention the organization. So we're working with the KWASNET, ANIU, and Polycom Development Project, who are doing the gender-based violence bit within the project.
Well, we want to thank you so much for talking with us today and giving us some insight on yourself and just everything that Umonde is doing. I think everyone's going to look forward to just hearing more in the future and learning more about extra projects. So we're going to end it on a fun question. So if you have to go to karaoke and sing karaoke, what is your go-to karaoke song?
We Are the World. Though I am not much of a singer, but that's the one I'd sing because, you know, We Are the World. It has a wild, you know, perspective to it. So I like the vibes to it.
That's great. So thank you so much for joining us today on the podcast. We're so excited that you were able to be here with us. And we really look forward to hearing more about the projects that are upcoming and all of the work that the Umonde Trust continues to do. So thank you.
Thank you.